بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Inshallah, today we'll talk a little about some ayat in Surah Al-Qasas, which is in the 20th juz of the Quran. In the 71st ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us some rhetorical questions to get us to reflect, to think, and to ponder. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ اللَّيْلَ سَرْمَدًا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِضِيَاءٍ أَفَلَا تَسْمَعُونَ قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ النَّهَارَ سَرْمَدًا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِلَيْلٍ تَسْكُنُونَ فِيهِ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ وَمِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ جَعَلَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ لِتَسْكُنُوا فِيهِ وَلِتَبْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, say, telling the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to convey this message to all of humanity, tell me, if Allah were to impose night over you, continuing forever up until the day of judgment, which God, which authority, which power other than Allah would bring you light? Then do you not listen? Say, tell me, if Allah were to impose the day over you, continuing forever up until the day of judgment, which God other than Allah would bring you a night in which you may have rest? Then do you not see? And it is out of His mercy that He has made day and night for you, so that you may rest in it, and so that you may seek from His bounty, and perhaps that you may be grateful. In these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls out two of the perhaps simplest blessings that He has given us, the day and night, blessings that we take almost for granted. And He reminds us that these blessings contain powerful reminders of our Creator, who set these celestial bodies, the earth and the sun and the moon and all of these bodies into motion, and who controls their every move. You know, sometimes as humans, our knowledge or understanding of some aspects of the universe, of the physical world around us, causes us to become arrogant or to start to remove God from the picture. So we'll explain the day and night as a result of the simple rotation of the earth on its axis. We'll explain the amazing blessings of rain and snow as just part of the water cycle, evaporation and condensation and precipitation. We'll explain earthquakes as, you know, movements of tectonic plates. We'll explain hurricanes as caused by meeting of fronts and the pressure differences caused by the different temperatures of air and water. We'll explain diseases as a result of invasion of bacteria and viruses. These are all explanations of the how, the mechanics, the physical cause and effect that we can observe. But the Quran gives us the why. Why are these laws in nature in effect? Who put these laws into place? And these ayat remind us of really how powerless we are if Allah were to take these away from us. These ayat instill within us a sense of humility, a sense of dependence and faqr on Allah. They are a reminder that we need to build a deeper connection to Him in our everyday existence. Whenever we observe natural phenomena around us, simple things that we take for granted, these should remind us of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and of our complete dependence on Him. But unfortunately, the society that we live in many a case, it lacks this acknowledgement of faqr before Allah. It lacks this acknowledgement of our servitude and dependence on Him. And sometimes, whether it's our knowledge, our science and technology, whether it's our wealth or power, we become very arrogant. And in fact, these ayat come in Surah Al-Qasas, which contains the longest account of the story of Musa alayhi salam and Fir'aun. And at the end of the surah, we also have the account of Qarun. And in both of those stories, whether it's the story of Fir'aun or the story of Qarun, you see men that were blinded with power and wealth. Fir'aun proclaimed himself the god of his time. مَا عَلِمْتُ لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَهٍ غَيْرِي I don't know of any god for you besides me. He drew attention to the fact that he has the kingdom of Egypt, that the rivers flow under his command. أَلَيْسَ لِمُلْكُ مِصْرَ وَهَذِهِ الْأَنْهَارُ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِي He would tell his people that don't I have the kingdom of Egypt? And these rivers flow beneath me, as if they're under my authority? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala amazingly demonstrates in this very surah how the same water that Fir'aun boasts about actually became the cause of his destruction and the cause of protection of Musa alayhi salam. So Musa alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected him at birth by commanding his mother to place the baby Musa alayhi salam in a basket and put him in the river straight to the belly of the beast. To the Pharaoh's palace. And while Fir'aun had tried to do everything to protect himself from the danger that he had been warned about, he ended up being the one who would take care of Musa alayhi salam in his early years. And then, second, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected Musa alayhi salam through the water again, and Bani Israel when he enabled them to cross the sea by parting the waters and caused Fir'aun himself to be destroyed in that same water. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala demonstrates very fittingly and beautifully how these arrogant boasts of Fir'aun disappeared under the crashing of the waves. And the illusions of power that he had held and enforced on others evaporated in an instant. We see the same story play out with Qarun, who boasted of his intelligence and his incredible amount of wealth that was so vast that even just the keys to his treasures required a group of strong men to carry it, and they would struggle carrying that wealth. Yet his arrogance could not save him when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused his destruction, where the earth swallowed him up with his wealth, and all of his empty boasts vanished in an instant. And thus we see, amongst the many themes of this surah, is a constant theme of humility before Allah, of acknowledgement of our weakness and dependence on Him, and humility with other fellow human beings. And thus the surah ends with the reflection, تِلْكَ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةُ نَجْعَلُهَا لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُرِيدُونَ عُلُوًا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فَسَادًا That abode of the akhirah, of the hereafter, we assign it to those who desire not exaltedness upon the earth, nor corruption. It is for those who are not arrogant in this life, who are not seeking to impose their greatness upon others. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and the best outcome is for those who are the righteous. وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ So only those who internalize the reality of their existence, of their weakness, of their humility before Allah will be able to live that life of humility with other human beings. And when we reflect on this ayah, we should remember that there is fasad at the macro level that we see propagated by the likes of Fir'aun and his buddies. But there's also fasad and ulu, there's also corruption and mischief and arrogance that is perpetrated at the micro level when we fail to fulfill the rights of each other, when we become arrogant and conceited as individuals, whether due to our skills, our wealth, our intellect, our achievements, whether that shows up in our demeanor or affects how we interact with family members, with friends and co-workers, with employees or workers, with customers, with other people that we interact with, whether it's in our business and financial relationships, are we aware at every moment of the rights that others have over us? And are we aware of our own personal, frail nature, of our weak and very, humble existence and utter weakness before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Being mindful of that helps really check our arrogance and puts our egos into place. And when we have that mindset and that balanced view of our existence and our duties to others, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us that beautiful life in this life and in the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us and grant us that abode that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised, تِلْكَ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةِ. May Allah grant us that abode of the Akhirah and that final blessed place, and allow us as individuals and as a society to remember always our dependence on Him and being mindful of Him as our Master and Creator. وَصَلِّ اللَّهُمَّ وَسَلِّمْ وَبَارِكْ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ.